It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 338.
The shop's open. What's happening, guys?
We're open for business.
We are.
Yeehaw!
We definitely are.
Sorry about that.
What happened? What came over you?
I'm bringing an energy based on feeling a little bit sick.
Oh, that's yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeehaw!
What? That was mixed between a gorilla and a cowboy.
Well, it's a good way, like just being energized.
I tell you, there's one thing that ups your energy. It's positive feedback.
No, cleaning my glasses, to be honest.
Does it?
Yeah.
You've got water on them.
I know.
It's interesting. It's like a camera lens when there's a bit of fluff on it, but you're rocking that, you know, f-stop of 1.4. You can't see it. Right now, I sometimes notice quite a bit of like dust. I don't know what it's like for people.
A little bit of dandruff, a little bit of dry skin.
I mean, I said dust, you said dandruff.
I think it's dandruff.
Most likely dandruff. Still haven't got a haircut,
guys.
That was a promise that was made, and it shouldn't even make its way into the promises that we make on this show that we need to fulfill because it's so low level.
Well, I'd like to criticize Mr. 97 again.
Oh.
Just based on the calling the episode two big announcements.
No, I love
because,
that.
No,
love
but then that. We it's clickbait. We only got all of our videos on YouTube get like five or six likes.
Yeah.
That had one like and one dislike.
People
don't
come,
like. You should have led with maybe like cereals.
Nah, I liked it. Well done.
Going fruit loopy.
I'll quickly mention a few nice reviews that have come in on Apple Podcasts review section. So this is a nice one from Jonesy. Top quality squeegee-based bants.
Thanks, Jonesy.
2.5 gronks discuss all things life, business and squeegees. I really like that. This one is this one's awesome. This is from Ella. 5-star review, guys.
Thank you, Ella.
This is lifting your energy.
Yeah, this is good.
Not just because you told me to.
That's the headline.
The headline. Because we did ask. Go and leave a review. I only started listening a couple of months ago, but I love it. I hang out every day waiting for the new episode to drop, and it's one of the only stable things in my daily routine. Concerning. I honestly don't even know how to describe it, but I can't stop talking about it. Every single conversation is interesting, and I love hearing about their careers and the media industry. I'm not in it. Just a sticky beak. Seriously worth giving a listen. You'll definitely be hooked like me in no time.
Thank you, Ella.
I spoke to my mum today and she said, I really liked that episode with Craig Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Then she said, he's a lot older than I thought he would be. And I guess...
Based on, did she watch the video?
No, she just listened to it and then obviously saw a snippet come up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great voice, Brucey.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. But mum said, I really like learning about... that industry. Mum's got no, you know, she's never been in radio, but she likes hearing about the world. And we've all got there's so many little worlds happening within this one world. And radio is definitely that. It's a big bubble. And Craig was the fucking, he was driving that ship for
top
a long time.
Bubble.
I also got an update from mum.
On what?
She's on a high.
Really?
She's cashing in. She's making bank.
Really?
She's quite big online, if you guys didn't know. My mum's on the meditation website, Insight Timer.
I was going to say, people stream her. That's all we'll say.
It was a clusterfuck. No, but mum's got a...
Tommy's mum is not a cam girl, if that's what you were.
She's not. She's a meditation teacher and she's been uploading...
Whatever you want to call it.
I mean...
Everyone's relaxed by the end of it. So, no, they go for 27 minutes.
Well, she's got some that go for 27 minutes. So she uploads these. She records them on a Rode mic that we got her. And then I do a little bit of jazzing up at the end to just export.
What do you mean jazzing up? What do you
do? She's, mate, it's a hard battle recording anything into a PC computer. Especially an old one. They're rocking PC back at their joint.
What do you actually do though?
Oh, I downloaded, Audacity, which it's a free version. I couldn't get the latest version. Because
Audacity is free. It's open source.
Yeah, but I couldn't even download the latest version based on their computer and
Windows XP or something.
I've got no idea. I used to be good at Windows, but I've got no idea. But anyway, I sort of just give it a voice enhance and all that kind of jazz. Anyway, she then uploads them to Insight Timer. And she's been on there for a while. She's got her own profile, insighttimer.com/JoanneJacket. Have a look. She's got a shitload of subscribers I only just realised. I'm just pulling this up right now. But what she's excited about is that she's been getting kickbacks, cash. She's getting money.
Checks?
I don't know. I think it's direct deposits.
Oh. So maybe, I used to get checks from Amazon.
Yeah.
That was the best. It was sort of like getting your pay. You'd get like.
She's got 186,700 downloads across her sort of like 369 episodes. But she's been making money for it. She's so fucking ecstatic. Like she is someone who gives it a hard, solid crack when it comes to online stuff. Yeah. And, you know, not tweeting out, but Instagramming, Facebooking. She's worked out how to monetize it. The amount of people that are struggling
to
make
cash is,
it's like she's been getting monthly payments. I think one of them was like $140.
Great.
One of them was $30 or something like that. So it's not huge money. Yeah. But out of all the people that are out there trying to monetize their online,
that's amazing.
She's done it.
Yeah, that's so good.
She's done it. So that's she's riding a high.
Does she get fanned? Like messages?
So they've all got – what's interesting about this website, and this is no pain I say, but this company does a great thing. Mm-hmm. They're paying creators. They're paying – you know, it's an amazing platform.
Where are they getting the money from?
I think people sign up. Mum got a donation. So you can donate to a creator. She got a $1.20 donation. She was like pumped.
That's so good.
But a lot of people leave reviews and stuff. So there's some really nice reviews. I'm not actually sure.
Yeah, what are people saying about Joanne?
Where are you going to this?
It's too jazzy for you.
It is real jazzy. I don't even know.
Now you're about to play.
I'm playing Mum's meditation. Should we just hear a little bit of it? Oh, here we go. Hang on.
Meditation that will prepare you for a lovely restful sleep.
All right, it sounds shit through the microphone, but it sounds very relaxing.
Yeah. So
she does have a very sort of calming nature.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm surprised Amy can listen to our podcast. I'm surprised Bree can listen to our podcast. Mm. I have just become, I cannot listen anymore.
Absolutely.
I think we're doing too many of them. But so what I'm saying is I think I'd struggle listening to Mum as the meditation teacher.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's got nothing to do with our relationship. It's that it's Mum, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I've enjoyed her yoga classes when I've gone.
Mm.
But it's still that thing. I think I would just one step removed. I said to my mate yesterday who I caught up with, he's just finished up working somewhere and he's talking about new opportunities and he was saying, I don't think I could, I can't, it's too close to home to work with my wife.
Mm.
And working with a partner is, it's hard. It's hard enough working with you.
Well, it's good having. What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. I was just thinking.
Did you see any sort of. Well, no,
but nothing to do with actually.
Well, so now Bree and I spoke about working together.
Yeah.
We got very close to doing it, but I think it's for the best having that separation sometimes.
If you can make it work, though, I think it.
Yeah,
you'd think it's like I think you'd have. For me, I would need the roles to be so separate, and I think for you too. Like you're very strong-headed in certain areas, so you'd need just. I mean, it's like most good partnerships, you need sort of yin and yang.
Yeah.
Are we yin and yang? Who's black? Who's white? Which part are you of the yin and yang? I don't know which one's which. Which one is...
I feel like yin sounds...
White?
Yin sounds more sort of calm.
Yin.
Yang, just the way it sounds like a yang. Ugh.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I think we switch. Sometimes I'm yin, sometimes I'm yang.
Sometimes you're a bad guy, sometimes you're a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what have you learned about collaboration since we've started?
Yeah, it's been such a buzzword, you know. Mm. Like you see people like, "Oh, let's collab online. Hit me up in the DMs if you want to collab." It's like I don't think most of these people realize how
you have to work with people when you collab.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Because I think you immediately think collaboration, oh, great. I get something out of it. I can sort of more power, more people.
So if it's coming for most people, do you think, and even for yourself at the beginning, like from an individualistic sort of goal, which is that this is going to further me?
I think most people are thinking that way. Mm-hmm. Great to work with somebody. I love what they do. But a lot of people are strategic in collaborations.
Yeah.
If you've seen someone's like hit me up to collaborate, it's mainly because it's like it'll probably help me grow further. Or they really just want to meet people.
Mm.
But I think if you go into it naively, just thinking that you're just going to get to work with somebody, you then work out that working with somebody, everyone has their own sort of principles or their own sort of thought patterns, beliefs, and yours are coming. You could come to a loggerhead in most of it. So that's what we've spoken about, is like collaboration is actually someone leading the charge and you helping them with it.
Mm.
A lot of the time that is a really seamless collaboration.
Or trying to have everyone on equal footing or whatever's hard.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
exactly.
You need someone to lead the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mr. 97, did you find the yin and yang?
Yeah, well the
he was actually
mate, all you have to do is look at the tattoo on your lower back of the yin and yang.
No, okay. So the yin is the white part, which is good, bright and sunny aspects of life, and then the dark or the black is all the evil and treacherous aspects of life.
Mm, you did it. You got it right. Yeah. Yang. Yeah. Yang sounds like a dirty little bastard. You know?
And so which one? I mean, no, when I is it good to be the yang?
Yeah.
97's our yang.
No, I think it's the metaphor.
The dirty little bastard.
It's for life.
I like that.
It's probably not the best way to look at it as yin and yang individuals.
Well, that's why they have the smaller dots within. Like you've got the smaller dot within each of them. And
okay.
So if you've got the small white circle in the dark,
yes,
then it's looking at the bright parts of the bad aspects of life.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where it sort of balances out.
I like it. I'm going to get a tattoo on my lower back of that.
How many tattoos have you got?
I got one. Yeah.
How did that come about?
I was 17, maybe younger, 16. And I was listening to a lot of Tupac.
Did it have something? I feel like it's got emotional meaning.
Well,
I just remember I was like, I think early on I heard someone laugh at your tattoo, and then you've got like a great comeback around like, oh, that's for my fashion.
Oh, no. I might have told you
something
about
to do with like, if, because it's
Matt Tilley. Was it the Matt Tilley thing?
Yeah.
Oh, so I was when I worked for Kiss FM, I was in a room, Matt Tilley and someone else was in there, and they were talking, and I was the only other person in the room, and they started talking about tattoos, and they're like, yeah, I'm clean skin. And then the other guy's like, yeah, I'm a clean skin too. And then they just started, they were like, Tommy, what are you? Because I could just feel the energy between them. I'm like, yeah, me too. And then they were like, I just kind of didn't want to enter into it. But then they were just like, oh, how's the, people getting tattoos these days, and so you can't enter it. I don't want to have to fucking be trying to defend anything at that point. So I've just gone along with it and got back onto my computer.
So there's nothing like deep about it. I'm sure there's, because it's a good way of like being like, oh, this is a dead family member or something.
Yeah,
like
I think there's a lot of people that get tattoos with the meaning worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you're saying, it's like Papa or whatever. I don't know. It's like
what Papa?
Papa, my Papa died or something. Little Pluto, my dog. He's passed away, and now I've got his little face on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
I know a girl whose dog died and got a big tattoo on her leg.
What sort of dog was it?
It was like one of those Rottweilers.
And she's got a Rottweiler on her leg.
It's not. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't.
What does that mean?
Wouldn't personally get a Rottweiler on my leg.
Okay.
And so. The other thought is that people who get tattoos want to get a tattoo for some reason, but then it sort of associates to a time in their life.
Yeah.
And so, my friend who passed away, he killed himself when we were fucking 18. We love tattoos. We loved them. He got fuckloads of them. He went overboard.
Yeah.
Barbed wire on his forearms.
And so do you think that you're... you got the tattoo and then applied the meaning. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
It's a cross. Mm-hmm. It's a cross. I don't go to church now.
Did you get it? What was the?
I remember liking the look of the cross. So this is the thing. It's like,
where is it again?
It's on my back. It's on my back.
Can you show the camera? You don't have to get your full rig. So you didn't have. You didn't have to lean with your. Go front on to start with if you want to show your rig. Sounds like that. Well, look how lean he is.
Fucking white as a.
He looks very white. Fuck, it's big.
Yeah.
Turn around completely so we can see it. He's fucking flexing if I've ever seen it.
Mate, I look fucking white as...
So it's green.
Look so the, very yin in this.
Yeah. And so the greeniness... Go to YouTube / The Daily Talk Show if you want to see that.
Tattoos, they aren't black. When you get them, they're something.
What about
black.
All the hipster, like the pencil, like the ones, like the line art?
Really?
People are going like,
they're just different needles.
But they're going black now. Like, can you get black ink or no? I think of blue. When I think about blue,
they go.
I think about
it's something about the ink and inside the skin. Right. We'll write this into you, Google. Why do tattoos go green? Because it was a lot darker when I first got it.
Mm-hmm. What's it, have you had many people comment on it? Like, has it been a talking point or not really?
Nah, not really.
I thought about getting the Apple logo under, just like between my thumb and my finger.
Yeah.
Sort of in the, what do you call that bit?
The webbing.
The webbing.
That would really hurt. That would severely hurt.
But the problem is we don't know where, like, is that a good, if I'm going to the Apple Genius Bar, is that a power move or the ultimate cut move?
Imagine if you did that and then they were like,
exactly.
They just gave you this nod and then they just come this way. You or walk
just,
in.
I just seem like a massive fanboy.
Yeah.
I think it would have that vibe.
What did you find out, Mason?
It says the older tattoos are made with India ink, which is not a true black but a dark, dark green.
Okay. I don't think, I mean, when was that? I don't think that's the case for my one. I think it's...
This article was 2011.
Okay. No, I got it before then. Interesting. Maybe I'm rocking Indian ink. India ink?
India.
It's from India?
I don't think it is. I think it's just what they are.
What's interesting is I got that when I wasn't 18. And so
did you have to get like a note or something?
Nah. I think my parents actually drove me there.
Do you remember what's the discussion?
I wanted to get one. I probably...
Do you think you played it? Did you say, hey, my friend who's passed away.
No. He was alive then. He was alive. Okay, sure. Like we were.
So it was definitely after the fact applying that sort of.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, I've only got one. It's this kid I went to high school with. He was always one to sort of go through trends. You know, he would dress like a football player.
That's what I wonder about, what emos are going to look like.
Yeah.
At the age of 70. Like the popular thing at our school was the ear.
What's
that called?
Yeah.
Stretches.
Like, yeah, they're like full circles. You could put a pencil through your ear. Yeah. Yeah. And then when you see people who've stopped living that life, it just looks shriveled up.
Well, I just imagine, what does that look like in a suit? What are you going to look like? Yeah. And you're probably going to look like someone from Blink 182.
Yeah, probably. With half, actually, 1/100th of the money that they made from their successful career. But this guy that I went to high school with, I saw him a few years later, like a few years ago. And
what was the trend that you saw him last?
Graffer.
What's graffer?
Graffer, like TN, Nike shoes, puffer pants.
What was that first two letters?
Like TN? TN. Mr. 97 knows that. They've kind of come back in. They're kind of cool now.
TN.
You 100% know what a Nike TN is.
What is a TN? Just tell me. You don't have to Google
it. I actually don't know what they look like. But it's just a popular Nike shoe.
Seriously popular. And they've made
as cool
it.
As
they used
the
to be
Asics.
Real ratty. They used to, like, rats used to wear them when I was growing up. Now they've come back in. Uh-huh. Hipsters in Collingwood wear them with their pants, their,
I think I've got a pair. Are they like 90s or something?
They would have been late 90s when they were rocking around in my day. And then later, they've come back in. They always do cycles and stuff. So anyway, he was wearing that kind of stuff, which we all were. And then I saw him and it was that motorbike-esque sailor tattoo style. Mm. And then they're all up his arm, like, you know, like sort of snake.
Not super easy to hide.
Very, very hard to hide. Mm. And so, but he hadn't gone like neck and stuff. Like I know some guys who got face tats and hard to come back from that one.
I mean, the one thing about a face tat is it's setting you up to be like some sort of top dog.
But what about if you didn't want to be someone who just punches people in the
head? That's what, that could be the confusing, like I'm probably the perfect candidate for a neck tattoo.
No, why?
Because I have the contrast of just being this geek.
Yeah.
And then it's like, he definitely doesn't have street cred. It's like, oh my God, he's got so much street cred and now he's a reformed, like now he's a geek.
You can't do that. No way.
What would happen to my neck beard?
You could hide it in the neck beard.
Really? I could too.
You could definitely
after
hide
after
2 days.
I
mean, I'm almost hiding my back tattoo with my back hair.
Yeah, it does have that vibe. Have you ever thought about it getting it removed?
No, because it leaves a fucking huge scar in the shape of it. Mark Wahlberg, I heard him on some TV show recently, and he has a bunch of tattoos from when he was younger, and he's done, they said to him, it's about 8 sessions to have it removed. Yeah. He said he's been 30-something times, and he's got money. And so each session's probably $400, $200, or whatever it is. Mm. Still a lot of money over that time. And so, I don't know, I've thought about getting more, just adding.
Yeah. Because there's even our mate Michelle from Shameless.
Oh, yeah. She's got one?
No, got her eyebrows tattooed.
Oh yeah, a lot of women are getting that done.
It's very common. The thing is, I was wondering whether I would ever get them done. Specifically, I think it is a female thing to, like, not
I'd be on fleek all the time.
Yeah, but I wonder.
Why
like,
would you get them done?
No, well, I was just wondering in that position. There's a risk and reward that you're working on, which is they look epic now.
Mm.
However, will we ever see a time like the 90s where the single, like real small eyebrows, like is
that
it ever going to be
though? So,
will it ever become fashionable to have no eyebrows? And they're like, well, fuck, I've tattooed these things on.
I would put my money on it.
It's a safe.
Have you seen how weird? Have you seen how weird people look?
Yeah. Well, there's people who have medical stuff that don't.
No,
have.
I know that. I know that, and that's hard for them. But I think for the majority of people, it's like take away your nipples and belly button. You know how fucking
there's
weird
other
we all
people
look.
Who don't have that too.
Yeah, exactly. My mate was born with three, so he can give one away if he
is
needs
that
to.
Your rule? If you've got a mate that's experienced it, you can. Oh, well, I get it.
Well, imagine if you didn't have a nose.
Yeah, there's people who don't have noses too.
Imagine if you didn't have ears.
Yeah.
It would be strikingly different
but things
to the
are,
eye.
But things are changing too. Like the technology and stuff is getting so much better.
Yeah.
Like I'm wondering how long, you know, you're giving pushback yesterday on me taping up my back if I'm in pain.
Yeah.
But what about if I could actually have a back brace that made me sort of like have better back muscles? Yeah,
it's still the guy that wants to take a pill because what happens when –
But what about if you're wearing it constantly?
Yeah, but then it's doing the work for you. So your back will just completely disappear. It'll just be – you'll be yeah. – just, you'll
but,
be,
if it's a, but if you don't need the back, if you've got a guarantee that this is a thing that it's you're like, always wearing, I guess it would become very cool to be like doing Instagram posts of like, hey, look, I don't have my back brace on and look at my back muscle. Like that will then become the thing that people seek.
It's a weird thought. Mm. Would you get rid of an arm and put a prosthetic one on if you could?
No, I definitely wouldn't get
like
rid of an arm.
Super, no, but you don't. You still have it, but it's just like become super strong.
No,
or why not?
I just think that it's. I'm happy at the moment.
I've got earring holes too. They've closed up now, but you can definitely can you see it? See that?
Yeah,
can you see the earring.
Have you squeezed yours?
For what reason? To get what? What do you mean? Like, have I squeezed it?
Because the holes like close up. Yeah. So if you squeeze it, you can get some like rank.
Oh, yeah, I have.
You have, so you have done it.
Yeah, but I was wanting to know what you meant by squeeze. What's the purpose of doing it? To get something out of the ear hole.
Well, because you're literally like it's building up like a worm, skin worm.
Oh, Jesus.
You can just pull it out. Nah, but I got my earring too. The
did
left,
you?
Yeah.
No chance. I can't say. Oh, you did. You did, little thug.
Yeah,
I bet you you were the kid that had to wear gold because you was allergic to the silver.
Yes, definitely. But I know I'd get infected from, there was a good portion of time where I just could only wear a stud. I wanted to wear like
the only time you were a stud.
Yeah, no, but I wanted to, we had the Nike ticks from Dandenong Market.
Did you?
Did you know about that?
No.
So it's just like a Nike tick.
My friend who
I'll try and find a photo.
He had a Nike tattoo.
A Nike tattoo?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll try and find a photo of me wearing a Nike tick.
Yeah.
It was in the days where I was wearing, you know, Juice jumpers or USA jumpers.
Yeah.
Talking about allergies.
That's that same time as Tien's, by the way. You just probably didn't get the shoes.
Well, I was a Globe guy.
Yeah, Globe. They were there too.
Do you remember the character? Was it called Industry or whatever? Like, it had like the flame head sort of thing. It was sort of like a emoji looking thing.
Vulcan.
No, it wasn't Vulcan. It was something Industries.
Yeah, interesting. I can't remember. There was
Can you type in Industries face logo?
I remember there was.
I saw it at DFO. I remember DFO had it, and it was sort of like a skating sort of brand.
Yeah,
but I was also allergic to henna.
Tattoos, henna tattoos.
Or like the temporary tattoos that you'd get in Bali.
Yeah. I think Amy's sister had an allergic reaction to one recently. Mm.
It's not great. Well,
I mean
Bali in 1998 when we went.
Yeah.
It was just Melbourne, for people who weren't overseas at that time, in Melbourne it was the gas crisis.
Gas.
Where there was no gas.
Oh yeah, I remember that. The plant explosion. Was it? Was that
I don't know what happened, but I remember
the Longford gas Look up that Longford Gas.
What about the industry thing?
No, I couldn't find it.
Longford Gas. Just write that. Longford Gas strike or something.
Also, I remember coming home. We got like the tail end of it. So we were away, luckily, when it was all happening. But yeah, you didn't have hot water. So you'd have to use a kettle, fill it up, and everyone was fucking having a bath together.
Yeah.
I would have been 8. But Bali, 1998, blonde haired, blue eyes, glasses. The Balinese would call me Funny Boy. Funny Boy. And so I would just
Funny Boy?
I think I was always joking around and stuff, and I bought a harmonica. Using the harmonica.
Really playing into that stereotype. Funny Boy.
Funny Boy. And I had, I just remember going to Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
And they had the big sumo suits and we did all that. I was just every day just wearing like a Hawaiian shirt. Fat kid with a big Hawaiian shirt and blah. I've definitely got photos, and we did all the stuff with the we did the whole Bogan experience. The fake, like shitty rings.
I was wearing so many rings.
I looked like the fucking Godfather or something.
I put on a ring and I remember I was with my dad in one of the sort of dingy streets of Bali back in the day. And the guy, he got stuck on my hand.
I think it's a rite of passage. I think being in Bali and having a ring that won't come off, and there's a sense that we might have to go to an Indonesian hospital.
Anyway, so the guy, I just remember so clearly, he had these really long nails and was just like getting at it. I remember just the fear and then it just came off. I don't even know why I was trying on a ring. Maybe it's just the thing, getting braids in your hair as well.
Trying to buy a laser.
We bought a laser, fireworks.
You brought it home and stuff.
Did you find out?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's so there was a massive gas explosion.
Was it like September?
Yeah, September 1998.
1998. Wow.
And it killed 2 people, injured 8.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't lead with that. I was telling my Bali story.
And
it lasted 4 days. Fire developed that lasted 4 days.
Yeah. And
gas supplies resumed in October.
Weird, huh? That it's from this one place it's sending out all the gas.
Are you impressed that I knew the exact?
It's great. 98.
Because I used to always go. September was always the time that we would go away. That was I was always sort of away.
Well, third term holidays here in Australia. That was the big time. Everyone would sort of jet set out. I mean,
Daydream Island was a big one. I was very lucky. My parents.
Yeah, I know. We had burb life, but had baller life when it came
suburbs
to holidays
and trips.
It's not a bad way. We went to Noosa. That was the place where we went for third term. Uh-huh. Very, very Wesley, very private school to do.
Yeah, we would go Daydream Island. We went twice. It was in Queensland in the island, sort of Whitsundays, I think, sort of area. Mm. It's now, I think, like an adult resort.
Adult only.
But at the time, it was like, I just remember.
Club Med? Was it Club Med?
Been, yeah.
They were the ones that were family friendly. They've got like the exercise, not exercise, but
kids
just
club.
Fun.
Yeah, well, the annoying thing for my parents is I just hated anything that involved kids. I just fucking hated kids from like the age of like 6.
Yeah.
And so kids club, I was just like,
did
I
you
have
realize
time
you
for this
were
shit.
One of them?
No, because I was like, what I was more sort of like Friday night karaoke. But I did like the national anthem.
But what was it? Did you
Daydream
not
Believer?
Get along with the kids, or was it like?
I just didn't have time for their shit. I'm like, okay, so we're doing all this finger painting. That's all fucking cute, but I've got like things to make, things to do.
It's so funny.
And so I was quite annoying in that regard.
Amy said to me yesterday, "How amazing is it that we get to shower and bathe in drinking water?" Which is just, if you think about
how
it,
how often
that,
do you drink shit through the shower?
Yeah, a bit. I don't like drinking lukewarm water. It's not my go-to. Bodie, I'll tell you what a baby does. He pisses in the bath and then fills the cup up and drinks the water from the bath. No fucks given.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I definitely love like a sort of
take
a little bit.
Yeah.
But did you go on any any holidays when you were growing up? 97.
Yeah, the one that I remember was we went to Hamilton Island.
Oh yeah, Hamilton Island. Fuck,
there's an island that's just off that starts with H as well. But like you fly to Hamilton Island or whatever, and then you go there. But
which one was better? Is it an upgrade or a downgrade?
Nah, it's an upgrade.
Yeah,
it's an
upgrade.
Ooh, la, la.
But yeah, no, I remember that. It was big tropical holiday. Yeah. It's great.
Golf carts, always fun on those sort of trips. Fun. Getting silly on golf carts.
Did you, so you and your two brothers, mum and dad?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole family.
What were you like? What were your, what were the boys like in your household? Were they well behaved or?
Yeah, we're pretty well behaved. I mean, Early days, we fought a little bit, and like mm-hmm. chased after each other and that sort of stuff. But nah, always on like family holidays, we just, I don't know, went out and went to the gym with dad or did something like that.
Really? You're close yeah. in age to the yeah. to your brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Like one and 2 years.
Like when I'm in Bali and I'm 8, my brother's 16. So I remember him getting bintangs, you know, sneaking a few beers over there because they don't give a yeah. shit back then.
No, I just remember like definitely, I feel like my brothers and I are the sort of family that would get into such a bad fight on a flight that they'd have to turn it around. Like a Jetstar flight, you'd hear it on the news.
Yeah, like did you have any blow-ups?
Well, I hit my brother with a golf club in Marimbula.
That's right.
And it was the one night that mum and dad had off and some other people were looking after us, and mum said she's never been more embarrassed in her life. That was also the same trip, Marimbula, where I remember we went to a Mexican restaurant and there was a whole table of elderly people and they had a set menu, but it turns out that the taquitos had the shells were too hard, so they couldn't eat them. As it was the first time I'd ever had a taquito. Fucking delicious.
First time, and how many did you have in the first time?
Yeah, a lot. They were, because they're almost like, imagine like a spring roll, but Mexican flavor.
Yeah, yum.
It's so, and like a lot of beef in it.
Yeah.
I just remember it just being like, they're fucked up, and I'm just like smashing it. So,
yeah. But your age.
The other exciting thing of the holiday, to Hamilton Island that I remember, I got to sit next to, and I've told you this before, 97 wouldn't know. Do you know who Jeff Jans is?
Yeah. If he knew that, I don't know, I'd give him shares of the company. That's a big feat.
Absolutely not.
My shares.
Do you know Huey?
No.
Okay. Huey's Cooking Adventures?
Nah.
Okay.
Do you remember Big Kev?
Nope.
Big Kev, Big Kev's excited, died of a heart attack. He's really a bit overly excited. Red face, just like had a whole bunch of shower power.
Anyway, he's not Jeff remover. Jans. But Jeff Jans, Sri Lankan dude. He's a he was a celebrity chef in the 90s. And when I was a kid, I would watch Beauty and the Beast, Beauties and the Beast, which was like that panel show.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they
I just remember Diane and Bert.
Oh, I think Bert Newton. But anyway, Jeff Jans would sort of he would have a show and I would constantly watch him cooking. But anyway, I was sitting on the plane and I was sat next to Jeff Jans, my idol.
And poor bastard.
I kept my cool for the whole flight. And then as we're landing.
You did though, you did.
Yeah, yeah. But then I was probably so obvious. I can imagine me just fucking looking at my mum. Be like, it's Jeff. Anyway, so at the end we started talking and he said that he was going to be playing golf and I played golf a lot. This was what I would have been.
Oh, he said he plays golf, so you said I'm going to take up golf.
No, Jeff Jans. No, but I played golf, okay. And so hearing that he's like, oh yeah, I'm sort of on a trip. We're doing golf and all that sort of thing. And I was like, oh, I love golf. I had a handicap of like 32, which is the highest handicap you could have, which has mean that I basically was not very good.
Horrible.
But I said to him, oh, it would be great to play golf. But anyway, before I got off the plane, before we started landing, I got my mum to get the camera out and I've got in my Hamilton Island holiday video from it would have been about 03, 04.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, 03. It's just me sitting next to Jeff Jans. And I'm like, hey everyone, it's Josh here and I'm sitting next to Jeff Jans. And that was it. And then a balloon transition goes off. It's a VCD. If we could work out a way of playing the VCD.
Yeah, true. Computer, no, none of our computers have.
CD-ROM drive.
Anyway. I wonder if, did you say that you knew who he was? Like, because at that moment where he's just been sitting next to this kid who's been playing it cool, next minute he does a PTC, piece the camera, and says his name.
I'm sure my mum would, like, when you're that age, there's a bit of shtick that you're doing as a kid, which is like, I'm so fucking dumb. I don't know anything. And so, and then it's mum's job to be like, he's very excited. Because it'd be full on if I was like, hey, Jeff, I love your show. Do you mind signing this release form and being in my video? Which is something that I probably would. But the funny thing about my holiday videos, if you watch them back, there's actually no footage of my family because they hated being filmed.
Really?
So it's probably the saddest thing you've ever seen. My holiday videos are zoomed in videos of all these other families.
just voiceover. They look fun.
No, it was a lot of music. I'll just dub music and a lot of seagulls as well. Every time there was a seagull, I'd be like, Mum, get the camera. I'd be fucking zooming in.
My family like to be filmed. So Mum's going to come on the show.
Oh, really? So this is exciting.
What's the date today?
Today is the 2nd of May.
Second. When's Mother's Day? I should know that because I've...
12th of May. It's Bree's birthday on the 12th of May. If you want to send Bree a happy birthday, please do.
But we'll try and we'll get Mum on for a Mother's Day.
Yeah, that'd be great. I've asked my mum.
What did she say?
She's not sure at this point.
Well,
she says that I just make fun of her, which I don't think is true.
You do a great voice.
Yeah, that, which is a bit of shtick.
Which
she's the queen of shtick, surely. She? I think so. I hope that it's all shtick.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd love to have your mum on. It'd be fun in the middle, just, you know, seeing if...
I think that the
what are you worried about? Are you worried about
I'm worried about the terms that she'll set.
She sets terms?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like she'll be
fuck,
like...
you're a chip off the old block.
Like, we're only doing this, this, and this. Like
she wants said, a rider?
Yeah, a little bit like that, absolutely.
What do you think would seal the deal for getting your mum on? What could we promise her? What could we...
If it was Jake's show, her favourite son.
Oh, really?
She said that. She said if Jake was doing it, I would do it.
Could we have Jake sort of over there with guitar ready... And he can strum us in.
I think that's perfect. I think if we had Jake on the couch, who was sort of a safety net for Mum, so at any point that she felt uncomfortable, she could say, "Jake, Josh is doing my voice again." And then he comes in and says, "Josh, stop it. Mum doesn't like that."
Do you do the voice to Mum? Do you do the voice? You do?
Yeah. And but Jake was always the one. When Mum would cry, Jake was always the one that would hug her and say, "Are you okay?"
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I understand.
So you were the little shit.
No, I wasn't the shit, but I just realised that it was a bit of shtick as well. It was a manipulation tool. She wanted me to stop like doing whatever I was doing.
Or you were just being mean and she was crying.
There's a bit of that. But it's just like, but I do remember a lot of like, "You're going to be the end of our family," you know, that sort of stuff. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Feel free, like, it was great getting those reviews on Apple Podcast. So if you want to do that, or you can subscribe on our YouTube channel. Otherwise, tomorrow, 3D Dill
is
in Melbourne.
He'd be on a plane right now. I hope he's drinking 5 bottles of wine to get himself to sleep. He wakes up in Australia.
I got stressed because I got a text from him.
Oh, what? You thought he'd pulled the pin?
No.
You got photos?
No. That was Mr. 97 taking a photo of being at the gym, which is a whole nother story.
Oh, jeez. That was just a weird little sort of world I entered into.
Yeah. Then. Sorry about that. That's a private DMs of 97.
It's not even that bad.
Who was flexing?
It was Jace flexing.
Yeah. It was a photo of my mate at the gym. I wasn't in the photo.
He looks like he's pretty keen on himself.
Yeah, he loves it.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
On Star Now. What's his Star Now profile name? Do you know?
Jake Orff.
J-A-Y-K-O-R-F.
Jake Orff.
So if you're looking any short films or stuff, get just Jay involved. What do you think he would sort of shine in? What sort of role?
He does have
he's Greek.
But he's got like a Taylor Lautner. Like there is a traditional Hollywood look.
Yeah.
He's closer to that. Mm. Like he's the jock looking dude.
Mm. I can imagine something similar. It's like Riverdale or something like that.
Oh yeah, my mate's Riverdale.
Yeah.
Isn't Riverdale's the thing where they strip?
No. Julian Hague is in Riverdale. He's a Melbourne dude who I shot a scene for him before he left to move to Canada. I shot like an acting scene for his showreel. Yeah. And then he went off to Canada trying to make it and landed a role on Riverdale. It's dude, the main girl in that has like 14 million Insta followers. It's such a big show. Is it your age, 19-year-olds or younger?
No, sort of. Yeah, my age, younger. Yeah.
We'll get him on the show when he's back in Melbourne.
3D Dill. I said to him this morning, "Pumped, have a great flight, mate." And he said, "So, Mel, how would you describe the weather at the moment in Melbourne, 97?
Cold, rainy.
Cancer!
that's what 97 says. I don't think we've ever done it on the show before.
The young kids say it.
97 used to say when something was bad, it was cancer. And we sort of put him in line and said, "You don't say that."
It's a young, I've heard so many people say it now.
Does your mum tell you off when you say cancer?
No.
Okay.
Just testicular.
What was that?
testicular cancer. At least put some name to what type of cancer.
Are you
it
doing
is.
Gear based on cancer? I don't know if that's got a lot of.
Mate, I'm not the one who fucking does who says it. Just naturally.
Okay.
There's no filter anyway, on 3D this 19-year-old. Jeez.
So 3D Dill says, thank you. Pretty cold here in Toronto today, so looking forward to some good Australian weather.
Mm.
Oops. Yeah. Do you reckon 3D Dill knows Toronto? He's heading
ask
through.
Toronto. Ask he's Siri on the plane. What okay. the weather in Toronto
hey,
is.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
He's dis- yeah.
What's the weather in Toronto?
It's currently cloudy and 7 degrees in Toronto, Canada.
So it's only half.
Rain and cloudy skies it's, starting tonight.
No, that's cold. It's so cold, dude. Seven degrees, and it was snowing there. I saw a photo he put up recently.
Okay. Well, he's heading to Vancouver first. He's got that's where his stopover is. But I'm sure he just spends time at the airport.
And then straight out. Yeah.
3D Dill. If you're listening to this and you're on the plane,
oh, that'd be cool.
We'll see you soon, mate.
Mate, we'll see you at the airport. Have we told him that we're going to the airport to pick him
up? Yeah. How else the fuck you? I'm going to force him to do it. I actually...
You're on a message thread with him, so unless you're sharing it with me, I've got to ask questions.
Well, we had an issue with my mate, Jack Post, who we've had on the show previously, where we decided to... Bree and I and Jack's wife, mm-hmm. we would surprise him at the airport. And so what we had Bianca, Jack's wife, dressed up in a limo driver suit.
Yeah, great.
With a sign. And we said to Jack... Bianca texted and said, hey, I've actually organized an Uber for you. He's just waiting for you. Anyway, we're waiting. Bianca's, you know, got all of her, she's looking hilarious. She's in a suit. And then it's like 5 minutes go by and 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes go by. It's like you should be out, have gone through by now. Anyway, Bianca texts him. He's like, I couldn't see him, so I just... got another car and he'd fucking gone out the other way, the other exit.
Oh,
we missed him and he was on his way home. Isn't that so annoying?
That is so
annoying. Surely, Jack.
It sounds like something I think I could imagine Jack doing that.
Yeah.
I would never ditch an Uber because then the person's getting the fine, the $10 fee or something.
Yeah. So anyway, that was slightly upsetting.
Oh, no.
But so
it's so annoying also. I could imagine Jack's like feeling like, oh, that's so fucking annoying.
No, but he's also like, tight. No, but maybe he was also, maybe he knew there was something up. He's just like, I don't have time for this. I've just been in Hong Kong or some shit. Anyway.
Anyway,
it's a daily talk show.
Hopefully we don't stuff it up. Well, he doesn't know where to go. So we're his only hope here.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what we do. We need to get him a SIM card as well.
Yeah. Mm. Easy.
You're going to get him amaze him, aren't you? So then we don't fucking have, he won't have reception anywhere.
Amaze him.
Yeah, amaze him.
Is that what you've got?
No.
Oh. What do you reckon?
Optus.
Okay.
I'm on Boost. I'm on that really? Prepaid juice. Yeah,
The Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is our email if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow with 3D Dill.
See you guys. Gotcha.